Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Professional Writers Alliance. This month, our member spotlight is with Jane Sanford. Jane is an AWAI-trained copywriter who began her studies in 2007. Her background includes a variety of work. She was a paralegal in Los Angeles for 5 years. She worked in youth ministries as a director in Virginia and Texas for almost 10 years. She's been an actress in both New York and Los Angeles for over a dozen years. She's a proud homeschool mother, all of which has equipped Jane to understand people, i.e. our clients and prospects, with a unique perspective. Jane is passionate about helping businesses create strong content in this ever-changing, fast-paced digital world. She was also the guest writer in the PWAI guest writer series on success and self-deception. Our host for this series is the wonderful Charlotte Crockett. Charlotte is the managing editor of AWAI's B2B Writing Success website, where she brings our members news about what's happening in the B2B universe. She works with us to bring Professional Writers Alliance members the latest news and interview guests. With that, Charlotte, my pleasure to turn this mic over to you.
Thank you so much, Denise, and welcome, Jane. We're very happy to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Jane, I'm going to start by asking the question that I know everyone on the call is asking, which is, can you give us a glimpse of what it was like to work as an actress?
Well, there are two sides, really, to working as an actress. There are two sides to that, and it really is similar to being a copywriter in a couple of ways. We can talk about that later. But as an actress, there's definitely the glamorous side, and that's what people really think about that, you know, you're getting made up and people are pampering you, and that side definitely exists. And but there's also a business side to it. And, you know, people do try and spoil you, and that doesn't happen so much as a copywriter, but it does. They do take care of you. When you're there, there's a dark side of that where if you believe all the good press, you have to believe all the bad press. So, you know, people, it's a hard business to be in from that perspective. But you get really good at developing a tough skin, at listening to your critics and choosing what is really true, what's really applicable, something you can change and work on. You're directable. You have to be directable. So the creative side of that was awesome. I loved it. I loved being able to create characters, and it's really like grown-ups doing playtime. It really, that part of it is wonderful. The business side is a little more complex because you are the product. So as copywriters, we promote products and we talk about a product and the benefit of the product. When you're an actor, you are the product. So that's one of the reasons people have agents, because it's easier for an agent to speak for you than for you to speak for yourself in some cases. So, but, you know, it was a wonderful thing. I'm thrilled I got to go a lot of places and do a lot of things and pretend a lot as an adult. So it was wonderful.
Well, you talk about marketing yourself as a product, and I know copywriters often have a tough time with that too. So, you know, there are some things that are similar in the two, but can you tell us how you discovered copywriting? It seems like a natural progression, actually, from acting, but you also did some other things. So what drew you to copywriting
I had decided that I wanted to, at the time that I was acting, it was a little bit, you know, women can work longer in the business now than they could when I was in it in the 80s and early 90s. And so I decided that early on in my career, I thought, you know, I want to leave before people stop hiring me, before they start saying, well, she's old or whatever. So I had set a date that I wanted to finish unless there was some reason that I wanted to keep going. But by that time, I was ready to move on to something different. I thought about going to law school and became a paralegal to see how I felt about that. And it was there that I had done creative writing and some script writing while I was an actress, so I always wrote in whatever work I was doing. But when I became a paralegal, I worked in the estate planning world, and I did a lot of writing then, more technical writing, and I enjoyed that part of it but didn't really feel the pull to go to law school. So I left that business, and I had my daughter was very young, and I thought I really want to find something that feeds my creative side. Definitely wanted something freelance, which I was pretty familiar with because almost all actors are freelance people. So I was used to that kind of format. And I got a letter, like everybody, probably everybody else. I got the letter, can you write a letter like this? And I thought, well, sure, I can write a letter like that. So I bought the AWAI course. And really before that, even though I knew copywriters and I knew a lot about, I had a lot of friends in advertising and marketing, I never really looked at that as something for myself. And I really didn't understand copywriting from that perspective until I got the course. And once I started going through it, I thought, oh, that's what this is. And so that's how I discovered it. And I felt like it was a good fit.
So how did what you've done in the past help you in your copywriting business now? Were there some similarities or some things you learned when you were doing those other careers that have melted into what you do now?
Definitely. So there were things that I learned that really helped me. One thing is that being, as I mentioned, being a freelancer before prepared me for the feeling of being of having feasts and famine time. So that's a pretty different way to live if you're used to having a regular paycheck and you're used to working for a company and you're used to seeing the same people all the time at your work and developing those relationships. That was something that was familiar to me. So definitely those years as an actress helped me there. Also, from that perspective, when you know, even though my agent would have negotiated my fee, I was aware of all of that. I knew how that was done. So as you know, in getting a client, there are all the parts to it. You meet the client. It's kind of like an audition. And I auditioned, you know, as an actor, you audition over and over again. You lose much more than you win. So you get used to just going and auditioning and auditioning. So when you're trying to get a client and you're marketing yourself, definitely that helped me. You know, if someone says no, well, I've been told no a whole lot. So that wasn't a surprise. And I knew, having had that experience, I knew that you also can get wins. And then just the development of long-term clients. I think that if you're working as an actress and you're in front of a casting director, the casting director, they need to look good in front of the directors and producers. So they're gonna, if you're good and you're on time and you come in and you are a good actress, even if you don't get that role, if you made the casting director look good, they're going to call you again over and over again, even if you may not be exactly the person for the role, because they need to show 10 people or 20 people. So they want to make sure the deck is stacked for them and they look good. And it's the same thing with copywriting. When you get a client, you want to develop that client and get more and more work from that client, as opposed to continually having to get a new client and then you make $500, and you have to get a new client and make another $1,000 or $200. The cost of getting a client, the time, you want to use to your best advantage. So those things definitely played into, and just the critic. When you are an actor, people will critique your work. The director, the other cast members, if you're even just in a class, you're constantly being critiqued. So that part of creating something and then putting it out there for other people to pick apart, I was used to that. So that was helpful, you know, in the copywriting world as well.
Oh, that's great insight. Thanks for sharing that with us. And I want to ask you about something you've been involved with. Last year, after the Web Copy Intensive, you joined the Elite Mastermind Group that Joshua Boswell was facilitating. And I know there's some people that don't even know what a mastermind group is. Could you first give us a definition of what is a mastermind group?
Okay, so the first thing I would say about a mastermind group is it's different from an accountability group. So I had been involved with accountability groups before that I had called masterminds because that's what I thought they were. What I learned about the difference is in a mastermind group, you're working with they could be peers, they could be people at your level or below your level or close to your level, and you'll make a certain amount of progress there, but you have to have people in there that are beyond your level, people who are at a level that you're trying to rise to, because those people, whether it's one mentor or more than one mentor, will help the rest of the group rise to the highest level in the room. So, and the second part of a mastermind group is the fact that you aren't just receiving, you need to give as much or more than you receive from the group, which is time. It's not overwhelming an amount of time, but it's the focus of everybody in the group focusing on one person and where they are. The other thing I would say is there's a part of that most of the mastermind things I've done have been on the phone, and I think that it was, you know, having a mastermind group that meets in person is very effective. So that's what a group does, is it looks at someone's business, looks at where you are, and you and then the group says, okay, you that person gives a little presentation, here's where I am today, these are the things I'm struggling with, these are the things I think are working, help, and then the rest of the group will say, okay, and then there's just a series of questions, very supportive, but a series of questions to define exactly where the person on the hot seat is, where they want to go, and then all these fabulous suggestions and support on how to get there.
Jane, how much of a commitment do you have to make to be in a mastermind group? Is it something you can just step in and check out when you've got time, or do you really need to set aside time and make a dedicated commitment to that group and to the other members?
Well, I think the question there is, why are you joining it? If you are joining a mastermind because you want to go to the next level in your business and you know you need help and that's why you're doing it, then the only way to do that is with full commitment. So depending on every mastermind group has its own rules. You know, this is what we're going to do and everyone needs to do this. So, for instance, in Joshua's group, there were several meetings during the year where we got together and were in person. And then there was a monthly call where we were all on the call together. There were private calls with Joshua. And then as the year developed and we developed relationships, there were private calls between members that would help. So it's an all-in situation. I would never suggest someone join a mastermind. Usually there's, you know, a certain amount that you're paying to be a part of it. But even if that weren't true, you're only getting out what you put in. And I would actually say it's exponential. The more you put in, you're going to get wildly more out. And it doesn't really work if you just check in once in a while or just say, hey, you know, I'd like to listen half the time. It's not like half the time and you're going to get half the benefit. Half the time you're going to get a fraction of the benefit, a low fraction. And if you put 100% of the time in, you're going to get 200% benefit. So, you know, I think that's really the answer, is it's an all-in. If you want to join a mastermind and get to the next level, it's an all-in situation.
Well, Jane, I know you've been committed 100% to yours. And so how has it helped you? What have you been able to do over the last year that you can attribute to being in the mastermind group?
Oh, my God. It has been a transformative experience, that is for sure. And I think one of the things that helps a lot is the diversity of the people that are in there. I didn't personally pick them, which means that they're going to come from all different walks of life, people I wouldn't have known previously, and or known well. And so the first thing I would say is that the way I approached my copywriting business and my business in general would be to look around and say, who's doing what I think I would like to do? And then I would try to put myself in that position and say, okay, I'm gonna do what they did. But what really was true is that my skill set and my gifts are different from everyone else, just as everyone's are. So I had to, but it's sometimes hard to see yourself. So I came in with an idea of where I wanted my business to go and said, here's what I think. And as we worked together over the year, the group helped me to see this isn't really the best use of your gifts and talents, and that's why you're struggling, because it really felt like a struggle. And so they really helped me to redefine what my business goals were and helped me come up with a completely different plan that was really exciting to me and really doable and didn't feel so much like heavy lifting. You know, it really just dovetailed beautifully with my gifts and talents. And my husband's actually has his own video production business and was in the film industry for a long time. And so having that, being able to combine our two businesses to create something bigger is really just been a huge blessing. So the biggest thing I can say is that the viewpoint of other people at the table who had come to know me well, looking at me and saying, let's talk about what we see, was just invaluable.
Well, Jane, you talked about the pragmatic part of that, the actual, you know, we're changing what we're doing, I'm changing what I'm doing. What about mindset? Has it challenged your thinking? Do you find that you approach things differently now?
Well, definitely. I think beyond anything else, to be successful in a business like copywriting or information marketing or acting or any of those things, you have to be able to see yourself successful. And sometimes the way to do that is to be around other successful people and to realize that, wow, that person is really successful, but they have their doubts and they have their, you know, I don't have to be perfect first and then successful second. This, you know, getting there can be messy and just who I am, and it's not perfect. And so that personally, to look around and say that person has reached that level in their success, and yet they're no smarter or no. Maybe they're more organized. Maybe they use better tools, you know, better online tools or whatever. But I can get there. I can do it. So that was, I think, a huge turning point for me, was just to be able to see people that everyone's just a person and that I can get there too. So that was really, really beneficial for me. And then I keep talking about my gifts and talents and seeing those in a different way. But one of the things that came about is I love speaking and being in front of an audience. And writing is a very private, solitary act. And what I came to accept is that it's okay if I'm a speaking animal first and a writing animal second, that I can still do what I'm doing. I haven't wasted my time and have to start all over again. I can take what I'm doing and morph that, and that's okay. I think the idea that it's okay, that there's nobody keeping score, and those mental hurdles that were keeping me from moving forward, you know, were just dissolved in a group like that.
That is so encouraging. You really, really have an inspiring perspective on all of that. And so thank you for sharing that. So what's next for you now that you've been in this group and you're starting to get new ideas about your business and a new mindset? What do you see coming up in the future for you?
Well, I'm really excited about the new business model that I'm working on with my husband. And one of the things one of the things that I learned through my mastermind was that I really am not motivated by money, just by money alone. It just, you know, there's people that I know that are, and I think that's awesome, and I used to wish that was I wish I was motivated by it. That really wasn't it. I have to have a certain amount of meaning, deep meaning in my work for me to really get up every day and say, oh, yeah, I definitely am excited about doing this. So we've created an information marketing business where I get to talk about things that I'm passionate about and building a business based on that, and then also being able to include my husband's business and video marketing with my business. That's really fun for us as a couple as well. We're both freelancers and work from home, so that's just sort of an extra added bonus. You know, the other thing that I love about the mastermind is that it afforded me to know other people's businesses on a kind of intimate level. And so we've been able to, some of us are partnering with each other to actually promote both of our businesses and, you know, in a joint venture way or writing books together or other types of work. So that's on the horizon as well. And just building that.
I love that. I can hear the excitement in your voice when you talk about what your thoughts are and your plans are. It's great to get to that point in your career. So based on your experience with the Mastermind Group and what your business has been through and you've been through over the last year, would you recommend that to other copiers? Do you think that's an important aspect of really getting your business going?
I wish I had done it years ago. Actually, it wasn't around. This particular mastermind didn't get created years ago, but I think I wish it had been around 10 years ago, I think it would have helped me from wallowing around a lot, because even in my own resume, you can look back and say, wait a minute, she was an actress, then she was a paralegal, then she worked with teens and youth for a long time. You know, clearly I have a lot of different interests. And when I started in copywriting, I flopped all around. I would, you know, and I got clients in all of the fields of social media. I had clients in social media, but I was like, this isn't really exactly right. And B2B, I had B2B clients, you know, not exactly perfect fit. And so I was just wallowing around. And I think that if I just found something like this sooner, that would have, that learning curve would have, you know, been reduced greatly, and that would have been wonderful. But I'm thrilled that I'm there now. But I would just absolutely say, if you can find a group, like I said, you want to make sure that you have, this group has people in it that are above your level. But if you can find a group like that, then dive in 100%.
Well, that's great. Do you have any last words for our members before we wrap up? Any more words of encouragement? You've given so much.
Yes, I love encouraging.
To say, do you have something else for us? But
I love encouraging people. But the first thing I would say, and probably stemming from the fact that I'm a very social creature doing a sometimes very solitary job, just remember you are not alone. This is not, you are not the first person that, you know, has, you may be the first person in your acquaintance or the first person in your family that has gone off to do a freelance or copywriting type of job. But truly, you're not alone. AWAI has an incredible group of people, for all the way from starting out copywriters through the pros, who really want to see you succeed. And it's truly, truly they really do. And so you're not by yourself. And if you feel that you're by yourself, then reach out through the forums, through whatever programs you're in, reach out and find those other people. Get on Facebook and find the other people, because that is such an important part of growing your business, is to realize you don't have to do this by yourself. As a matter of fact, you'll go a lot slower if you do it by yourself. So don't do it. Don't do that. Get help. Get help. Get connected. And then the other thing is that, you know, I would say get an accountability partner. It's probably the fastest way. And the accountability, I don't mean like check in once a week. I mean find somebody who for a period of time, 2 months, try it for a month if that's all you can do, but, you know, maybe make a 6-month commitment where you're going to briefly check in every day about what your goals were that day, what did you get done, what are you doing tomorrow. That kind of thing will really catapult you forward, because it's easy to make excuses for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but when you start to have to make excuses every day, oh, yeah, I didn't get that done, oh, yeah, I didn't get that done, you get kind of disgusted with your own self, and then you just start doing it, start working and working harder and having a better idea of what you need to be doing. So just don't try to do it by yourself. Get accountability and know that there's lots of people out there there's so much work. There is no such thing as a scarcity of copywriting work. So you're needed, and, you know, And remember, it's not just encouraging someone, having someone encourage you. It's you encouraging someone else. And somebody else needs you to encourage them. So accountability works both ways.
I just can't add any more to that. That was so encouraging and so helpful. Jane, thank you so much for taking time out to tell us a little bit about your life and developing your copywriter career and what's on the horizon. I'm very excited for you, and I can certainly tell that life is good and that things are moving along in the right direction. So congratulations.
Well, thank you so much, and it was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.